Good afternoon, this is Ketchel Kirk and with Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. Well, today I'm going to talk about something which you may not think is very astronomical, which is big data. But astronomy, particularly modern astronomy, uses a heck of a lot of computing power and generates a lot of data. And that data has to be processed and organised in some way. So today I'm here at a conference to discuss big data and what it means for the Western Cape and for us in general as citizens. And I'm here with Jasper Horrell, who is the manager for science, computing and innovation for the Square Kilometre Array South Africa. Good afternoon, Jasper.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Can you tell us, what is it about big data that's going to be important for the citizens of Cape Town?
Right. So as you've said already, the SKA project and the Meerkat, which is the precursor to that, already generate a lot of data, and you need to understand how to deal with that data in order to do the science. So this means not only capturing the data at the telescopes, but all the downstream computing and analytics and storage, all of the rest that goes with it, and the computing infrastructures and maybe the cloud infrastructures that get that out to the scientists in the end. So this is all well and good for science and is what we need. But you can actually use many of the same techniques and computing infrastructures and architectures to think about what you might do for other wider domains. So let's say improving government services, smart cities, and making the neighborhood safer, improving healthcare, making businesses more competitive by incorporating data analytics into, let's say, manufacturing or retail, that kind of thing. So the kind of discussions we're having here today are, in fact, targeted at that. They're kind of looking at the high-performance computing aspect of astronomy in particular as sort of one of the main themes, and seeing that how that can be applied to make South Africa more efficient, safer, healthier, and also to boost the economy at the same time.
And one of the applications I was quite interested to hear about was to do with traffic. And we all are victims of the terrible traffic jams we have these days in Cape Town. And big data analytics could be used to ameliorate all these traffic jams in some way, but I don't know how. But these are the kind of problems that we're looking at that could be tackled by big data. And we have a whole raft of experts now in South Africa looking at these problems. And the reason is, I think, am I right in saying the reason is primarily because of astronomy and the Square Kilometre Array project that's attracted them all here?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, that's been the main trigger for many of these discussions. So without the SKA here, we probably wouldn't have the level of international interest that we've got in the country. And we wouldn't be developing the techniques that we've got. So it's really excellent that the government has put a lot of support behind such a project and has seen the value of a flagship project in terms of developing the country overall. Just back to the traffic problem, though. I mean, that's not so hard to envisage how that might be improved. For example, in a couple of years' time, we expect driverless cars to be here. And if you had a shared car, which is a driverless car, and it had intelligent routing in it that could sense traffic jams, and already this is possible. If you just go onto Google Maps, you can see the traffic flows. Then you can think of people estimate that perhaps you'd need only 20% of the cars that are currently on the road would need to be on the road if they could be shared in such a way. So that would be interesting. And also, you know, intelligent scheduling of times of arrival at work and all kinds of things like that, knowing where the accidents are, where the traffic lights have problems. So deploying a kind of a wide network of sensors and linking it into intelligent car systems, perhaps with the driverless aspect coming in the future, you know, these are all ways to improve the transport system around the cities.
Well, I must say that's something that I really look forward to, and I'm sure all the listeners do as well, a day when we don't have to all sit in traffic jams. These kinds of problems, along with massive other problems to do with looking at our health care and getting better data about how we live and about the kind of problems that we have as human beings and social problems. It's amazing how many can be addressed by big data, and that the kind of infrastructures that are needed for big data are those that are needed by the Square Kilometre Array. So it's a marvellous sort of confluence of technologies and need and expertise that's happening here in Cape Town right now.
Yeah, it's happening kind of around the country, not just in Cape Town, but certainly the skills component is a really big part of it. We're finding that the kind of people, the bright young engineers and computer scientists that come and work on the project have incredible talent and skill, and have rapidly shown themselves to be kind of world leading. People often use that term a bit much, but it really is the case for this project. And likewise, in the universities now, they're setting up new degrees in data science. The new Sol Plaatje University has an undergrad degree in that, and up in Kimberley, and there's master's programs being set up around the place. So we really see the skills component as being a major part of one of the main benefits from the project. And in fact, we've ourselves within the project, we have a large sort of human capital development program as well. So all of this is adding to that national ecosystem, building a pool of talent. And there are just so many jobs and opportunities and things available for people with those kind of skills. So if you're looking for a kind of future career, you're interested in data analytics and what you can do with data, high-performance computing, distributed sensor networks, all of that kind of stuff, the future looks bright for you. So I would encourage youngsters to have a look in that direction.
Well, it's wonderful to be able to give out just a few minutes of great news at the end of the week. And I hope you're all smiling out there. I'm grateful to you, Jasper Horrell, for coming to tell us all about this. And thank you very much. From me, this is Ketchel Kirkham, wishing us clear skies. Thank you, Jasper.
Thank you.